name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Glory to Jesus Christ. But Master, we've been at it all night, and we've come up with nothing. But if you say so, I guess we'll do it. So Peter's words to Jesus after a long night, a fruitless labor. And I would have to think that at that point, these fishermen might have been a little frustrated to hear from this strange man. Knows about stuff that happens on the land. Knows wood. Knows carpentry. Might know a little bit about the boat they're in. But nothing about the struggle against what they have to do in the boat. Better know about that life. We're the professionals here, Jesus. But that act of faith on the part of Peter is what distinguishes him from the vicar of Christ and the vicar of fools. Concedes that despite all of that, despite my pretense to be a professional in the area of fishing, I'm going to dial it back and unlearn what I knew to be true and do it according to your will. That's the process of walking with Christ, summed up right there. Our human life is something that we go through pretending that we got it mastered. We got it figured out. Down to our muscle memory. We know how to move and we know how to walk. You know, in our guts, what we need, we're going to get it anyway. And so the liturgy, this experience of the church, is built to be that call from Jesus to Peter, from Christ to you, to unlearn the way you've been walking in this world, step by step, undoing that arduous asceticism, to rewire your muscle memory. If you think this world is a cursed place to be, your household is a place of frustration, from the moment we start the liturgy, we realize that ain't true. It's fake news. We don't live in a damned world. We live in a blessed kingdom of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And the one who's the Lord of that house is a great king over all the earth. And the marvelous deeds he does is the stuff that we return with these psalms of praise, the liturgy. We have to underlearn that attitude of fake news in our homes, in our news cycle, in our world. Learn it's a blessed kingdom. Might be in our muscle memory to hold on. Hold on to the need to being right. Hold on to the stuff we're attached to. Hold on to our way of doing things. We have this icon of the Mother of God who, instead of holding on so tightly, has her arms open, outstretched, gesturing to us her posture of prayer. To unlearn how to grip onto things so tightly because that energy spent is futile and the art of letting go brings forth the blessing nestled in her womb. To unlearn that art of letting go. To learn the pattern of abundance in this life is not what we gain for ourselves, but what we receive. And something that maybe we take for granted here, because we've been doing it since we were a baby, is that in every other aspect of our life, we feed ourselves as soon as we're old enough to do it. But then in here, we're given out of a spoon, like baby food, the abundance of eternal life, the cup of immortality, the chalice of salvation, the very stuff that brought all of our life out to existence is summed up in that one cup, and we receive it like children. When in every other aspect of our life, We're either a hunter or a gatherer. We're going to launch a spear in it to get what we want out of it, or pick it up and do it for ourselves. The true abundance is given and not seized. We unlearn that in the liturgy. We unlearn all of the professional hazards that come with being human, of thinking we got it figured out. We learn that we need new skills to receive that abundance, to recognize that this cursed world's not a cursed world at all, but a blessed kingdom. To recognize that true abundance is given to us only when we stop seizing it for ourselves and open ourselves up to it with this posture of receptivity. It's the only way. It's the only way to do that. And to learn that ultimately, in every other aspect of our life, as soon as we walk out the door, there's the Lord who wants to accompany us when we're fruitless, frustrated on the shores of the sea of our lives, to teach us how to unlearn all of the bad habits that have made our nets empty. So that the Lord can come in there and decisively show us the way it is to be human. That's all Christianity is training to be truly human. To undo that. People on the road to Emmaus walked away from Jerusalem, and when Jesus came into their midst, we realized they were so good at telling their story already with their eyes downcast. That, yes, don't you know that we had a great man named Jesus, great in word and deed? We thought he was going to be the one who was going to be the Messiah, but he was handed over to death. In a pathological way, they'd told that story from beginning to end. The problem is, they were telling that story as if there wasn't a God in their midst. That's the irony. And so what does Jesus have to do? He has to reteach them the story. Oh, don't you know that the Son of Man had to come to suffer, as is written in the Scriptures? And in their midst, he stayed with them, and he opened up the Scriptures and explained himself. How many stories have you been telling yourself in these days about how wrong your life is going? And you got to ask yourself, are you telling that story and acting like we're living in a world without a God in it? We're living without the one who can teach us that story, the true meaning of that story, the true bliss in the midst of the mess that we've decided to very conveniently marginalize him from. When he's the only one who can break open that narrative, break through, and show us the meaning of it all in that mess. So you have two options, people. You can keep that same narration of whatever it is that you got a handle of how to figure it out in this life. But you know what? That's going to leave you on the side of the sea, fruitless and frustrated. Or you can learn the art of unlearning all those mind mazes and those bad habits of mind and body, and recognize that there's a Lord in your midst that wants to teach you the art of abundance. He wants to teach you that this mess that you are in front of is actually a masterpiece waiting to be broken open if you look with him, if you learn from him, if you take the winks and the nods and the gestures of this liturgy seriously, if you take the life that surrounds it with intentionality and rigor, if you do that, you will have a brand new story. You'll have a blessed kingdom, something worth bringing to this Sunday experience next week in Thanksgiving for. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.